And so this is part two of the teaching on the feast days or set times of the Lord. We covered the first six. The seventh is now here, and it is called the Feast of Tabernacles. In the Hebrew, the word is Sukkoth, and it was temporary dwellings. You can read in the book of Numbers that this time was a time of great sacrifice or giving, and probably the greatest time of giving all year. It was a time that the people who had now settled in the land, but was foretold of the time when they were in the wilderness, wherein the people moved out of their permanent dwellings and moved into temporary dwellings. They did it for 7 days, and in fact, there's an eighth, which also was a holy convocation. They moved into these temporary dwellings that they might remember their time in the wilderness, and during that time, and every time since, they remembered that the Lord provided, that in fact, is a name of God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides, Jehovah provides. In the book of Nehemiah, in the 8th chapter, the beginning of this time of tabernacles is described when the children of Judah had returned from captivity in Babylon. You read in this chapter that there were gifts, if you will, Domatah, who could go and read what was in the book of the law, in the Torah, which was written in Hebrew, but from their time of activity, their language had changed. And when Ezra is reading, the people hear but don't understand, there are people who can translate into now the language of the people. And it says, in the last part of the 7th verse, and caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand. And all the people went their way to eat, it says in the 12th verse, and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, is King James translation, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And it says in the 17th verse of the 8th chapter of Nehemiah, and all the congregation of them that were come out of captivity made booths, as I told you, feast of tabernacles, temporary dwellings, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day, had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Now, I'm not going to defend, because I don't understand the translation, the translators of the King James Bible, why they choose different words in the English to translate the same word in the Hebrew. Where it says in the 12th verse, there was great mirth, and it says in the 17th verse, there was great gladness. Folks, the word is joy. Why was there joy? Because it says, and caused the people to understand. And it says, and caused them to understand the reading. Oftentimes, from this teacher, have you heard that which I heard from my teacher? That joy, let me back up. Happiness is a feeling. And it comes and it goes. But joy comes with understanding. And because when you understand, that understanding, regardless of the assaults from people who don't, regardless of the assaults that, excuse me, that come from reason or come from circumstance against that understanding that God is in control, that God has his set times, that understanding can never be taken away. So, the purpose of this teaching today is to put on display that which God has revealed to us. Oh, and by the way, yeah, we'll get to that in a moment, hopefully. That God has revealed to us through these set times that he's in control. As Paul said, these feast days or set times were shadows of things to come. but the body, or the substance, was Christ. The Passover, wherein as described in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, that the Lord laid on Jesus the iniquities of us all, that he poured the wrath due us for our sins out on Jesus, and we pass out from under the curse, or God passes over for Christ's sake. That feast, and he died on Passover, that feast of unleavened bread, wherein he was buried. Jesus warned his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of the traditions of men. Beware of religion. External ceremonies that somehow or other might give the flesh confidence they're doing the right thing. We said it before. The word is Throskaa in the Greek. It comes from the adjective throskos, means religious. The word is rooted in the Greek word, which means to trouble or to frighten. We preach the good news of Jesus Christ here, not to frighten, not to trouble, but to give understanding what God has done. And therefore, we might have joy in our God and in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, buried during that time of unleavened bread. They were to have no leaven. Nothing was to be added. To what God has done. We're buried with Christ in baptism, where, and as God raised up Christ from the dead, the same Spirit, it is said in the book of Romans, shall raise us up also with him. He was raised on the first day of the week, which began sundown Saturday evening. The church began to be fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Christ was born as the one of the two silver trumpets was announcing that God came and kinned himself with us, because the law said only one near of kin could redeem. God is going to pour out his wrath on this earth, not on us who are in Christ by faith, because that would render the price that Jesus paid of no effect. We proclaim God's word, that it says God spoke and nothing became everything. Therefore, his word is more substantial than all we see, feel, or experience. And he has chosen a people and gifted faith, and those who are exercising that faith, that is, acting on the promises of God, doing it with understanding, doing it with joy. God, on that second coming of Christ, when he comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will take his faithing people home. And the last Feast of Tabernacles. This, in the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah, says that during the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ upon this earth is the only feast day which will annually be recognized. We recognize here at the God School that which is coming. We do it with joy. We do it with understanding. We do it with giving. This is the month of tabernacles. And as was recognized and taught by my pastor, this is a month where during that Feast of Tabernacles, the people gave 203 sacrifices. And we, not from religion, not from being religious, not from being frightened, but we, with understanding and joy, give over and above tithes and offerings. An additional 203, or multiples thereof, as God has enabled, do give unto the Lord, and to the Lord's storehouse. That's the place where you get your teaching. As I said, with joy, because of understanding it says in the 21st verse of the 35th chapter of the book of Exodus. It says, "And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit," that is God's spirit, "made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle." Of these seven, Passover is completed. Unleavened bread, he was buried and rose again. Unleavened bread completed and rose again on the first day of the week. Christ, the first fruits, is completed. Pentecost is continuing to be fulfilled as God fills up that number that before the worlds were formed, he's going to fill up that third of heaven which was lost by rebellious angels. Trumpets announcing the good news, Christ has been kindled with us. It's yet to see its complete fulfillment because Christ is coming, and he is coming on the Feast of Trumpets again as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I know there be many in this world that have cried over the centuries, the Day of Atonement, because of circumstance they perceive to be God's wrath upon them has already taken place, but the tribulation, the great tribulation that is that Day of Atonement, wherein the souls of those here on earth is going to be afflicted and afflicted by the wrath of God, that's yet to come. And tabernacles, I'm just going to throw this little word in here, all those people of the religion of scientism, wherein they say man is going to ruin this earth. Folks, man cannot undo what God has done. Scripture tells us unequivocally that Jesus Christ shall reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And that most joyous feast, that most joyous set times of God, is the Feast of Tabernacles. And we, by faith, grab hold of our understanding and by faith do celebrate with joy this most joyous feast that is going to be celebrated during and through Christ Jesus' reign on this earth. I hope if you've understood and the result is joy that you will participate in giving over and above tithes and offerings during this month of trumpets, of atonement, and of tabernacles. And that's the God School for today.